I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, beloved, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Pastor Williams says that. I try to say that every program, because the Bible is right. Amen. When so many people in our society are debating what they think is right, their opinion, it's good to know, as I say almost every week, that we have something. We have a manual of life left for us by God that tells us what's right. Amen. God decides what's right and what's wrong. Glory to God. And we thank God for it. We're in Proverbs, the 19th chapter, the second verse, and this verse is a little hard. In the King James Version, it's a little hard. It says in the King James, also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteneth with his feet sinneth. And he that hasteneth with his feet sinneth. Now, the gist of this verse is that enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes. Or I used to hear when I was growing up, haste makes waste. Amen. Another version, a Bible version of this verse says, this man knows what he wants to do, but he doesn't know how to do it. So he goes off half-cocked. Haste only adds to his misery. He is in too much of a hurry to ask for direction or to follow when it is given. So he misses the way and goes around in circles. Amen. Like I said, the overall gist of this, well, that's the New Living Translation says it, what I just got through reading. Enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. You don't, if you've got somebody who's very enthusiastic and wants to go at it, but they don't know what they're doing, oh boy, you have a dangerous situation on your hands. If they don't know what they're doing, but they're gonna tear at it, all they're gonna do is mess up, amen, because they don't know what they're doing. And a biblical example of this is in the book of Romans. In the book of Romans, when it's talking about biblically, when it's talking about the Jewish people, and Romans 10, 1 and 2 and 3 says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. They're ready, set to go, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. How did the Jewish people miss it? Well, here it says they missed it because they had a zeal of God, but they didn't know the right way to reach God. They didn't know the right way. Oh, they were zealous in the law and in their traditions, washing cups and glasses, doing all kind of outward things. Amen? But their heart was not really after God. They looked so good on the outside, and they had a zeal to make people think that they were so godly. long robes, praying, making long prayers, nodding their head, wearing different kind of garments, making people think they were so righteous. Amen. They had great enthusiasm, but it was without the right way, because Jesus is the right way. Amen. And their traditions made the word of God of non-effect. Their traditions, what Paul was trying to explain to them and show them, their traditions made that of non-effect. But they were very zealous. Amen. And also, ordinary people, huh? We often move hastily through life, rushing headlong into the unknown. That's another reason why life seems to go by so fast, because we're just rushing through life. Amen. Get through this week. Get through next week. Get through this. Get through that. We just want to get through what's on our plate. Amen. And then by the end of the year, we look up and a whole year's gone by. Amen. We move hastily through life. You know, some people marry without really getting to know the other person. They have zeal, but not according to knowledge. They do things fast. They get into things without really getting to know or finding out what it is that they're about to do. They just rush into things. Amen? And can you imagine getting married to somebody? Now, this is somebody that you're going to be with the rest of your life, the rest of your entire physical life on earth. You're going to be with this person, and you're going to experience them when they're young and strong, and you're going to experience them when they're middle-aged, and you're going to experience them when they're getting old. Amen? Glory to God. And through all of those stages of life, those four quadrants of life, and through all of those vicissitudes of life, up and down, you're going to be with this person. Amen? And some people just rush through it. They marry without really getting to know the other persons. And then other people, they try all kinds of illicit sex, drugs, all kinds of things without considering the consequences. Do you want to do? Yes, let's do this and that. You know, a lot of times I see people in other countries demonstrating and things like that. Have no problem with demonstrating for a cause. But at the same time, when it gets riotous and they start rioting or something, they don't realize the consequences. They don't realize how that's going to impact them. They don't. A lot of times people don't consider the long-term implications of what they're doing. They just rush into things. Some people plunge into jobs without evaluating whether or not they're suitable for that line of work. The only thing they're concerned about is how much does it pay? How much does it pay? And how miserable it is to have to get up at 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and get ready and go to some place 5 days a week, spending 8 hours, maybe even 10 and 12 hours with overtime on a job that you absolutely hate. You absolutely hate the job. The money could be okay. Amen. But it's just, you're just not suitable for that line of work. Amen? So we see that enthusiasm is no good without knowledge. And it will not make a bad situation better. Enthusiasm will not make a bad situation is a bad situation. Beloved, don't rush into the unknown. Be sure what you're getting yourself in and where you want to go before you take the first step. And I believe the word for us tonight is, I believe the word for us tonight is, discover what you want to do right now. What is it that you that you believe God would have you to do right now. Don't just rush into things. Amen. Oh, well, there's such and such and such is needed in Africa. Let's go. There's a flood in Asia. Let's go. There's something happened down in Louisiana. Let's go. Amen. Consider what it is that you want to do. Amen. Obviously, you cannot tell all that the future will hold. But do some homework. Ask the right questions. And be sure you ask God and that you're following God. Be sure that you are following God. Now, how can you know that you are following God? One of the ways you can know if you're following God is if you have peace about it. If you have a peace about what it is that you want to do. Amen? What is it that you want to do? Are you completely at peace with that? Do you have any reservations at all? Is your conscience bothering you about it? If you don't have a peace about it, don't do it. Inquire. Ask God. Amen? And then you can know that you're following God because you have a promise from God that he'll guide you. Psalm 25:9 says, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. The meek will he guide. You got a promise from God that he will guide you. You know, if you ask God, also if you ask God for guidance and you believe God that he's guiding you, amen, you have to use your faith. If you ask God for something, the Bible says that if you ask him for anything in the name of Jesus, he'll do it. Believe that he is guiding you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm depending on you. I'm trusting you to lead and guide me. What kind of wonderful day are we going to have today? I believe that we're going to have a spectacular day. Guide me in the way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Guide me in what you would have me to do today. He says he will guide you. Believe it. Amen. Ask him. If you're not sure, ask him to do so in the name of Jesus, and he'll do it. I discovered a secret about the Holy Spirit. One day, you know, I would ask him to do something, a particular thing for me every day. Well, one day I forgot to ask him, and that thing wasn't done. And I was a little bit perturbed because I thought, well, why wasn't it done? He always does. And then I remembered. I forgot to ask him. I forgot to ask him. Amen. He's faithful. Those things that you commit in his hands, those things you ask, if I ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, please wake me up at 3:30 or 4:30 or whenever, he'll wake me up at that hour. He's gracious enough to do it. Now, if I don't ask him, I'll continue to sleep and will enjoy my sleep. Amen? Glory to God. But if you ask the precious Holy Spirit for something, if you ask for guidance, he'll guide you all day long. He'll guide you. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. The Bible, he promises in the Bible that he will guide you. Bible says he'll guide you with his eye. Amen? Glory to God. He'll guide you into all truth, the Bible says. He will do it. Glory to God. How can we know that we are following God? Instead of praying, God, what do you want me to do next? Ask God, God, what do you want me to do while I'm right here? While I'm right here, right now, where I am right now. You guided me to where I am right now. You must have had an idea of something that you wanted me to do. What would you have me to do right now? Most people, they want the next step. God, what is the next big step for me? Well, the next big step for you might be do what I'd like you to do right where you are, right there, right now. Be a light for someone. Be an answer for someone. Be a blessing to someone. Amen. Glory to God. Start asking God, God, what do you want me to do? Right here, right now. Hold on, I'll be right back. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we were talking about following God and direction from God. And we were saying, glory to God, that direction from God is not just for your next big move. He has a purpose in placing you where you are right now. And I would say to you, discover what he wants you to do right now. What is it that he wants you to do right now? Does he want you to be, you know, particularly with young ladies who are having children. They got married and now they're starting to have children. Oh, they want to be evangelists. They want to be a this or a that. They want to go in missions, etc. When quite often what God wants them to do is to raise a godly family. He'll get to the time in their life when they'll be able to do missionary work, when they'll be able to do all those things that it's in their heart to do. But right here, right now, he might want them to raise their children to be godly so that the next generation won't turn away from him but will turn to him and be a blessing for their generation. And that might be what he calls you to do right now. We have a tendency to want to do the next great thing. Oh, God, I want to do a great thing for you. Well, the great thing might be to raise your son or your daughter. Thing might be to be a light on your job. There might be some people on your job that need the light. Amen? Glory to God. He might not want to send you off to Asia or Africa or wherever. He had a purpose for you to be where you are right now. And I believe the word for us tonight for somebody would be discover what he wants you to do right now. Have you ever thought about that? Because we get so busy. We get so busy. He might want you to start putting out tracks where you go. He might want you to talk to the lady next door. Amen? Who knows? But you can know by seeking God. The Bible says that in all your ways, if you acknowledge him, he will direct your path. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. God has promised to direct your path. Glory to God. Seek God. Haste makes waste. Slow down and follow Jesus. Slow down and follow Jesus. Just talk to Jesus. Talk to him and tell him. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. In Romans, we saw that the Jewish people, haste makes waste. They went about, they had a zeal for God, but they went about in their own righteousnesses. They thought, if I do this, and I, you know, there's a doctrine of devils, as far as I'm concerned, that in the world that says, if my good deeds outweigh my bad deeds, God will see that, and he'll see that I'm really a good person, and he'll take me up to heaven. You know, that's not true. We know that absolutely not true, because good deeds didn't die on the cross for you. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you that you might be forgiven and go to heaven. Amen? the Holy Ghost is given for you, was poured out for you, that you might be filled with him. Amen? Glory to God. People, in their haste, they want to do things. Well, to get close to God, I'll go up to the Himalayas, and I'll go way up in the sky and way up in the high mountains. That'll put me closer to God because I'll be 20,000 feet further up in the air, and I'll be closer to God. Oh, I'll go in a cave, and I'll become a hermit, and I'll just sit and cross my legs and sit in the cave and just meditate and hum. And that'll make me closer to God. Amen. Oh, I'll just give everything I have. I'll just pour it out. I'll give all my clothes to the poor. I'll give money. I'll volunteer and go down and help this cause and help that cause. Is that what God wants you to do? Is that what God wants you to do? I believe the word for tonight is discover what God wants you to do right here, right now. Right here, right now. He might want you to just be a super husband. Maybe that wife has never been loved her whole life, and she might need your just loving her could cause her to be completely healed, and vice versa. You may have a husband who never received respect. No one ever looked up to him. No one ever treated him as important or worth anything of any value. And just by you making a fuss over him and showing him profound respect causes that man to come forth. Amen? Glory to God. I can remember Smith Wigglesworth was an out-and-out heathen, an out-and-out heathen. He was so bad, this great, great, great man of God at one time was so bad that he forbid his wife to go to church, forbid her. He wasn't saved then. And he was full of zeal, but without knowledge at that time. And he forbid Daisy to go to church. And he even told her, this was when he was not saved. He had a zeal, but it wasn't according to knowledge, just like this verse says. And he told her, he said, if you go to church, this was in England, and over there they can have cold, foggy, rainy nights. And you don't want to be out in those cold nights. Amen. He told her, if you go to church, I'm going to lock you out. I'm going to lock the door, and you'll just have to stay out. And sure, and she told him, she said, Smith, you're my husband, and I love you very much, but you're not my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. And he says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. He says that we should go to church. So I'm going to church. And Smith told him, well, if you go, I'm going to lock you out. I'm going to lock you out. Sure enough, I'm going to lock you out, woman. She went anyway. Amen. Why? Because she had knowledge. She had the word. He had zeal, but he was without knowledge. He just had his opinion. And he was wrong. His opinion was wrong. Amen. Sure enough, after church, when she came home, she came to the door. The door was locked. Knocked on the door, nobody answered the door. So the next morning, Smith woke up. Daisy wasn't in the bed. So he went downstairs. She was not in the living room, not in the dining room, not in the little kitchen, nowhere in the house. So he went out to the front door, opened the door, and when he opened the door, Daisy had leaned up against the door at that night and fell asleep against the door, sitting on the stoop against the door. So when he opened the door, the top part of her fell into the house, and she woke up. And what did she do? Did she fuss him out? Did she give him a piece of her mind? No. She got up and said, Smith, what would you like for breakfast? And that so broke him. That so broke him that she could be caught after what he did to her, that she responded with love. She didn't respond with anger. She walked in love toward her husband. And because she walked, because she had showed him such profound respect and love, He became the Smith Wigglesworth that you read about in books and see on videos. Great man of God, great man of God. But how did he get there? By Daisy's love and kindness. What did she do? She did what? Did she go off and be a great evangelist in America? No. No. Did she do some other great work for someone else? No. She was the wonderful, godly husband, wife. She was a wonderful, godly wife that God wanted her to be right there, right now. Amen. And when she did her part, God did his part and caused Smith's heart to just bust open, and he got saved. It just took him out that somebody could be so forgiving, so loving. And then once he got saved, he got to know the Lord. Amen. Amen. And he became the great Smith's Wigglesworth, all the wonderful miracles of healing that were wrought through him, that the Holy Ghost wrought through him. Amen. As I said before, discover what God wants you to do right now. We look for the next big, big thing. What's the next big thing you got for me, God? No. Ask him, God, what do you have for me today? What do you have for me today? Oh, I woke up. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I know it's going to be a wonderful day. You got something good for me. I thank you for leading and guiding me in your perfect will, God. I submit to you. I submit my body a living sacrifice to you, God. Do with me according to your will. I trust you with my whole heart. Glory to God. What are we going to do today, God? Oh, that blesses God. And I tell you, you will have fantastic days when you ask God to lead and guide you, not according to zeal, because if you go according to zeal, you can mess up. Amen. I have a saying that I use in my own personal life. To go fast, roll slowly. To go fast, roll slowly. What's that about? Precision, precision. Instead of jumping up, rushing out, ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, am I forgetting anything? Have I left the keys or left my Bible? Am I forgetting anything? Holy Spirit, what are we going to do today? Where are we going to? What good thing do you have for me today? Holy Spirit, drive my car. Take care of, help with the business. Oh, Lord Jesus, I need you every minute. Amen? Do that. Discover what he wants you to do right now where you are. Right now where you are. The next big move will take care of itself. The next big move will take care of itself. You know, one day Joseph was a slave, and the next day he was prime minister of Egypt. On the day that he became prime minister of Egypt, that day took care of itself. The Holy Ghost had that whole day arranged. Jesus had that whole day arranged. Amen. The Lord had that whole day arranged. Joseph didn't have that day arranged. He didn't have it arranged. He didn't even know it was going to happen. If you would have told him that that was going to happen, he'd have probably told you, you out your mind. I ain't going to be prime minister of Egypt. Don't you see I'm a slave? What do you tell? You're talking out your head. You must be drunk or something. The Holy Ghost knew what he had planned for him. When that day came, God had everything arranged, and it went according to God's plan. Amen? Don't worry about the next big thing. Be concerned about what he wants you to do today, and everything going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right, beloved. Glory to God. God is faithful. Glory to God. And what you commit to him, he's faithful to watch over what you commit to him. What you put in his hands, I've learned it from experience. If I ask God, God, so-and-so-and-so, please help me today with this. Sure enough, after it's all over, God had helped me, and I recognize it was him. Amen? Find out what he wants you to do right now, where you're located right now. Amen? God bless you and keep you. See you next week. The Bible has the answers. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.